Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cheese and Pickle.
All of television history is contained in the Box of Delights. Hello, I'm Julia Rayside. Each episode, my guest chooses a favourite TV memory to talk about. Joining me today is the broadcaster and host of Not Today Thank You podcast, Jake Yap. Jake, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me what you've brought today to talk about.
Do you know what I thought you were going to say? So tell me what you do for a living. Okay, I thought you were going to go straight into a sort of 3-2-1 tribute.
I'm not Princess Michael of Kent.
Nor are you
or
Ted
Prince
Rogers.
Michael of Kent or no.
Not, why is everyone Michael of Kent?
I don't
is
know.
Everyone in Kent called Michael?
I was trying to think of a minor royal whose only question has to be, and tell me what you do. Must be boring.
To me, TV royalty is Ted Rogers.
All right, well then.
And Buckingham Palace is 3-2-1.
Here
it's
we
3-2-1.
Are. Okay, 3-2, thank you, thanks. Now, this brings up many reactions of people of our vintage. Mm. Tell me when you first saw this and how old you were.
I must have been 9, I think, or 10.
Okay.
And to me, 3-2-1 was this extraordinary temple of sophistication.
Was it genuinely?
Is this
like with hindsight? You genuinely liked it then?
I thought it was incredible.
Okay.
You had this incredibly slick host. Who?
Was
because
he
I didn't know what the words passive aggressive meant in those days. I know now. And the incredible entertainment. It's like a cross between Moulin Rouge meets. Oh my God, the irony is he's known for his big long pauses in his plays.
Well, who's Samuel Beckett?
Samuel Beckett,
okay,
there.
Okay, good. I'm glad I had that reference. Yeah. That's really good. So this ran from 78 to 88 on ITV. It was ostensibly a game show, but not really.
It's 3-1. That's the point.
Oh.
Bam, ba-da-da. 1, it's a quiz. 2, it's a game. 3, it's fortune and fame.
A quiz and the game are the same thing, aren't they? No, because there was a quiz element, then there was a game.
Listen, I know it's your podcast, but you be careful, all right?
Okay.
Don't you. Don't you start dissecting.
Right. No, absolutely. Fucking hell. So sorry. Right. So Ted Rogers didn't look like he wanted to be there. Am I right? Now, with hindsight, Ted Rogers was, I don't know, an LE guy. What's his story?
I think he did want to be there. I don't think he necessarily wanted to be him.
Not on that show. He didn't want a bin for a co-host.
I mean, so passive aggressive and so ill at ease. I think he'd seen a lot of US game shows.
Yeah.
Bizarrely, he's talked in the past about doing a show with Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby. I'm sorry.
Well,
just
no, that's brilliant. Maybe I misheard him. No. And so I think he'd seen all these US game shows, which obviously were decades ahead
that
back then.
That makes sense, yeah.
And so he was like, I'll tell you how we're going to do this show.
Okay.
We're going to run it like an American game show.
Yeah.
And I'm going to come down big long steps, shaking hands, saying, how you doing? How you doing?
Yeah.
And so he does that when it begins. And you can see it's just coach parties from Grantham going.
It's glad-handing, isn't it? It's like the actual meaning of the word. Like, there's no gladness in him.
No.
But he is glad-handing the old people down the aisle.
Just a slightly sort of hunted look.
Yeah.
So he would do all of that. And no one really understood what was happening because they hadn't seen these American TV shows. So they were just going, oh, this is wild.
Just happy to be out of the house, really.
Exactly, yeah.
So Ted, so for reference, I watched most recently, there's a whole episode on YouTube that's the Wild West episode.
Yes.
And
I know the one.
I know you already know it word for word. You're mouthing the words at me now. And it's got that guy from Heidi High in it. It's got Diana Dawes.
Yes.
It's got Lionel Blair, Alvin Stardust.
Your listeners' jaws will be on the floor. How did they secure these massive names?
I just don't know.
Because it was one of the biggest shows on TV.
Well, it was. No, genuinely, it was huge.
And the thing is, people like Ted Rogers. In fact, I heard him specifically saying, you know, we were pulling in audiences of 11, 12 million.
Of course.
And it's like, yeah, because there was nothing else on. There was
literally zip.
Snooker, if you were lucky, in black and white.
Yeah.
So Of course you were pulling in those numbers. It was easy.
So it kind of, it was constituent parts. I had to remind myself that I had had such hazy memories of it, composite memories, like, oh, there was riddle things going on and there was something to do with the bin. Yeah. I'm confused.
Should we go through the structure of the show?
So let's talk it through, because it was a lot longer and more dull than I remembered.
And I have seen all of them
last
year, probably.
Oh, my God.
I'm obsessed with it.
All right.
So what would happen is Ted would come on and he'd do some elaborate wordplay.
You must know by now my favourite figures are 3, 2, 1. We've got for you some familiar figures, our residents, some figures of fun, our guests, and of course the people who've got to figure it all out, our contestants. Now, they can win great prizes, of course, you must remember that, from figurines to things worth over 4 figures. But I want you to meet 3 people with delightful figures, our new hostesses.
So he'd sort of say something like, oh, Kojak was in an office doing something. And he'd be like, it was Baldy with a foldy with the thing. And
it was so elaborately overwritten.
And everyone goes, that's very clever. That is very clever.
It was like a child had come to do like a little performance and you had to dutifully clap at the end of every long turgid
bit.
And in my head, I could
see him like in the canteen at Yorkshire TV, sit with like a fag on and with a pen and this furrow on his brow going, Kojak. Baldy.
Is he a stand-up? Was he a stand-up?
He was a stand-up.
Right, okay.
And pretty rotten. I've seen some. Ah. I don't want to be harsh, you know, but
I think you can be.
It wasn't good. There was I saw a thing he did. It was like a poem, like a spell, like for a potion thing. And he did something like, throw them together and stir it in quick and don't be surprised if it makes you sick. And he did a sort of camp thing with his hand.
I mean, that's okay. We're talking about the 70s.
Everyone was like, hey. Yeah. And then he kicked a cripple to death. But in those
days... That's right, because that was fine then.
It's
hard to watch, don't you think, now? Okay, it's on YouTube. I will put a link up to the Wild West episode. That's a really good example.
Okay.
Probably why it's had so many hits. But it's so hard to watch.
Yeah. Ted would do his bit. Then you'd meet 3 couples.
Yeah.
And there'd be a quiz round.
And they were always lovely and from somewhere.
They were lovely and they were all, you're absolutely right.
I know, right?
And Ted would have a pen on each of their little lecterns so that because you could see it's too hard for him to pick up the pen and put it back down. Like, you can't hold a pen and walk to the next couple.
No, he might lose the pen.
Say it's Gene and Roger from somewhere. So there were separate pens and you could see it all been mapped out. And he'd explain the rules of the quiz in insane detail. So we'd all sit patiently through that because we knew that the big name entertainment was coming. So that's a quiz.
And it was quite a big chunk of the show, like more than a third, perhaps.
No, it was a third, but it felt like seven, eight.
It felt so long.
Yeah, because the big name entertainment just flew by.
It far too quickly.
then it would be a game.
Yes.
And that at one point, because it changed.
Did they have to do something practical? Well, there was a computer game in the Wild West one. Obviously, there's nothing to do with the
show grew and evolved in amazing ways.
Like a fungus.
Yeah, black mold. So, then it was basically an elaborate version of Brickout or Breakout.
Yeah.
Or Pong, if you really. And so, and then they would get to sit back and watch the biggest names in show business and Bernie Clifton doing little sort of 2-minute sketches and things.
Yeah.
And then
but on quite elaborate sets.
The sets were amazing, like genuinely.
Genuinely, I'm not even going, oh no,
my
no,
tongue's
seriously.
Been in my cheek so far, but the sets were staggeringly
way too
good.
Expensive, like film quality good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Western episode that I watched had the full kind of 2-tier, the galleried sort of saloon.
Yeah.
With, you know, Diana Dawes coming down the stairs in a really nice costume and, you know, some fake diamonds and lots of extra cowboys.
I'm starting to wonder, did they like go down the bins like at Elstree and Bourne? Like, did they theme the show depending on what was being filmed?
What they could get, I'm sure they did.
Whoever would do their little turn there, it might be Frankie Howard if you were super lucky.
Wow.
And he would bewilderedly come over after his little and scene and the Grantham coach parties would go wild. He'd come over and he would bring a little sort of artifact of some description
scene. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if it was the Romans, you know, he might bring a wreath of laurels or something like that. And then there'd be the cryptic riddle. And the
oh,
riddle.
Man. See, this is the bit that I think most people go, I know what 3-2-1 was. Yeah. It was the batshit riddles.
Yes.
That were read out as if they were perfectly obvious, thank you.
Yeah. and so the idea was there was an array of prizes.
Mm.
You could win a car or you might win a dustbin.
Or you could go on holiday to America.
Yeah.
Or a dustbin.
I mean, some of the prizes. I mean, someone nearly won a horse.
Okay, that's impractical on so many levels.
And also a greyhound.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So it's before the whole adult is for life thing.
And a Numidian slave. Okay, maybe not. But
what do they even eat?
But people would win speedboats, you know, from Leicester, like completely landlocked.
But this is the thing people remember about Bullseye as well, that you could win a tea's maid and a speedboat.
Yeah.
And whenever I go through a provincial town and I see a speedboat on someone's drive, I'm like, oh, that's where it went. Because it's clearly just gathering dust and it's not being used and, you know.
What was fun was, so the idea was that you would end up with one clue and one artifact.
You had to whittle it down with the weird clues.
And you had to try to make sure you got rid of the dustbin, which was the worst one.
Yeah, but all of the clues had the words either dusty or bin or throw away or something in them.
Yeah.
So that you weren't sure if that was the bin. Because if you won dusty bin, you wouldn't get dusty bin. You get a ceramic one, but you would get a brand new plastic bin.
Well, that's not what plastic in those days. It was galvanised.
Tin bin?
Aluminium or something.
That thing. Anyway, but you'd get a bin. Or gold nuggets to form into the jewellery of your choice worth £1,300.
That was a prize, wasn't it?
So I don't
it
want to spoil the Western one now, but the Western one, they actually were handed gold nuggets. They were looking at them like, what the hell are we supposed to do with these? And then the hostesses come down the stairs with the jewellery box saying, you can make anything you want from these.
Tonight, you have won gold nuggets. Look at these. Look at that. Gold nuggets. Just feel those. Feel the weight. Feel the weight of those. Now, I tell you what would go with this prize. In fact, it's going to go with this prize. Just have a look at this here. Gold, diamonds and everything. Come down here. Now. In fact, you've got the nuggets because the nuggets can be made into any shape, form of kind of jewellery that you want. It's going to be up to you to make your own designs, go to the jewellers and sort it out. This, in fact, is made by Simon, a lovely guy. I think his name is Muris, M-U-R-I-S. He's a great guy. He does gold and jewellery for people in Los Angeles, Beverly Hills, Bel Air, the Middle East, London, Paris. Here it is. It's all there. That's there. Just take a look at those. They are absolutely beautiful. You're going to have those melted down and you can have them made up into anything you want. And believe me, there is over £1,300 worth in the gold nuggets. How about that, ladies and gentlemen?
And the scandal of that particular one was it was actually gold teeth that they'd stolen from cadavers.
Yes.
So you had to try to decipher the clues. And this is where the genius of it really comes in, actually.
The genius?
In terms
of
the format as devised by Ibanez Serrador, because it was based on Un, Dos, Tres.
Was it? I didn't know this.
See, and you could. I found one episode. Yeah, see. And
you could have an extra point for that.
Thanks. Because actually, the characteristics of a metal dustbin are very similar to the characteristics. It's an empty metal vessel, you know?
Yeah.
It's useful. It's on your front drive. So that made it hard enough. But whoever wrote the clues...
I want to meet that person and just ask them why.
What were you thinking? Well, I heard someone who sets quiz questions saying it's very hard to gauge how hard a question is.
Yes.
Because once you know the answer, it seems incredibly obvious.
Yeah.
And I think that syndrome was very much at play.
But that's
why
there's that story about Agatha Christie writing her books first, getting to the end, going, who's the least likely person it could be, then going back to the start and then putting all the clues in like sort of the thread afterwards. Maybe that's what the clue set of 3-2-1 did as well. They wrote the clues first, then they decided which one?
Possibly.
Probably the Spanish Agatha Christie, I'm guessing.
Yeah. And so then they reject the clues and Ted would take you through the clue, explaining
that was the bit
how it worked.
That was more perplexing than just hearing, because hearing the clues, it was just like Dinosaurs would come on and read out something that rhymed. You go, oh, that's nice. No idea. They'd start kind of scratching their heads.
Yeah.
And then when he whittled them down to one clue, then his explanations were always the bit where you go, have I dropped acid?
Don't rush in, she said. You could go bust, but your prospects are bright if you don't bite the dust. Well, don't rush in. Was that a reference to fools rushing in or perhaps a gold rush? You could go bust. Well, does that mean this is the booby prize? No, he's gone. What about the name of Lil Saloon? There was a mention of gold in them there hills. Well, if you'd chosen this prize and you have, your prospects are bright enough because you wouldn't be biting to the dust and you're not.
Yeah.
What's
well, he says something like, well, the clue said, a life at sea is the one for me. Well, that might have made you think of the letter C and you might have been thinking C for car, but it's actually the one for me.
No one was thinking that.
And four is the letter D and you've actually won a dog. You know, be like as obtuse as that.
And they made no sense, but they were kind of great because they made no sense. Yeah.
What you need to understand about 3-2-1 is is the way it grew. Okay. And evolved.
10 years is a long run.
Right, exactly. I don't like what I think of as the modern new shows.
Okay.
Which have the computer graphics. You forget how little you had to go on in those days. And just the titles alone to me were dazzling because they were proper, it was proper animation.
Oh yeah,
of this
Dusty
dustbin
Bin.
Kind of bouncing into the studio. And it was proper full-blown cell animation.
Yeah.
They'd spent some money on it.
They obviously had.
And that was very exciting.
Because as a kid, obviously, watching it, there was always the shows that had cartoon openings and then they were actually not, there was no cartoon element to the show and it was always a bit disappointing. This is one of those a bit, but I can't remember how much Dusty Bin actually, because he's sort of there like a thing, like a robot, like a bin with a face wearing a cowboy hat and a
It was a remote control car with
That's
a bin
it.
On it.
Yeah, exactly. And he wasn't in it much.
It would wheel on. So he'd come on at the beginning and he'd be attired in a manner appropriate to the theme of each week.
Exactly, with a hostess standing next to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Ted would do an amusing bit where he'd say, look at this old guy, the rusty sheriff's badge here on this guy.
And then
some smoking stagehand would yank a string and a party popper would fall out of the end of the gun. And the coach parties would all sort of clutch their hearts. And then he'd come on again if they rejected the bin or if they did not. I think they realised that it was quite anticlimactic to just hand someone a dustbin if they won the dustbin.
You claim to have seen all of them. I don't know how many, 10 years worth
me,
of...
Try me.
No, I'm just going to ask you, what's your favourite? You must have a favourite.
I would say there's
What's one of your favourites?
Oh, that's a great question.
Because I'll find it on YouTube and we can link to it at the end of this.
Okay. I think there's one. It might be called Pearly Kings and Queens.
Oh, that sounds good.
It might be called London Town or something. I will
have a banana.
I will have it and I will share it with you.
Okay.
I think that's the one where Ted Rogers comes on and sings a song.
Oh, no. I don't want to see that.
And no, you don't. I mean, you think there's a sort of fear in his eyes on a good day. Anyway.
There's a lot of it on YouTube, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
Like shed loads.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for bringing that. That was mental. And before you go, please, will you delve into the Box of Delights? New questions, new series.
Oh, I was hoping they'd be in riddle form a tribute to, but who's got time for that?
I couldn't be bothered.
Who's got time for that?
So sorry.
Okay. Which dead TV show do you want to bring back? Well, that's easy.
You can't say 3-2-1.
Well, come on!
Okay.
How
okay.
Can you?
Okay. Right, who's going right, to present? Right, okay. Right, no. Right. Who's going to present
me,
it?
Me.
You want to present 3-2-1?
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah. I do. I really do. I really.
Anyway, thanks for coming. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. You can find links to the YouTube clips from today's episode on our Twitter feed @BoxDelightsPod. Come and say hello. Bye.